From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Sarah Palin's charging up a crowd of Tea Party activists in Nevada where people are launching a national bus tour to protest the new health care overhaul law. On a windy day in Searchlight today, Palin took several swipes at the Democratic leadership.
It's like that old bumper sticker that says, "Government, if you think our problems are bad, wait till you see our solutions."
Palin traveled to Nevada from Arizona, where she's been campaigning for the re-election of her former presidential running mate, Senator John McCain. The Tea Party activists are also calling for the ouster of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's from Searchlight. One of the chief organizers, Mark Williams, says the rally is just the beginning.
We're doing, I believe it's up to 44 stops now between Searchlight and Washington, D.C., where we wind up on the 15th of April. For an event that will actually be a number of events on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
GOP critics of the bill say the Democrats' plan will severely undermine the quality of health care and drive the economy deeper into debt. But Democrats argue not only will it help millions of Americans, it will also lead to huge savings for the country over the next decade. The Senate has adjourned for a two-week recess without extending unemployment insurance benefits that are due to expire in the middle of the congressional break. As NPR's David Wellna tells us, both Democrats and Republicans agree the benefits should be continued, but they don't agree on how to pay for them.
A temporary extension of unemployment benefits expires April 5th. The House approved another one-month extension, but Senate Republicans balked, saying it would add another $9 billion to the deficit. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin disagrees.
This is an emergency, and yet it's being obstructed by the minority, by the Republicans. Let's say it for what it is. The Republicans are stopping this. It's simply inexplicable.
Republican senators say the unemployment benefits should be paid for with funds from last year's stimulus bill. Their leader in this fight is Oklahoma's Tom Coburn.
Somebody has to start saying no to the addiction that we have, is that every time we have a problem, we'll just spend money on it.
The Senate votes to end the filibuster on the extensions when it returns April 12th. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is making 15 recess appointments. In a White House statement today, the president says posts include key members of his economic team, as well as members of the National Labor Relations Board and the head of Customs and Border Protection. The families of South Korean Marines still missing from a naval accident in the Yellow Sea yesterday are demanding answers today. A group turned up at a naval base south of Seoul angry they weren't being told more. Yesterday, a South Korean military ship sank near the disputed sea border. Officials say there was an explosion but did not offer a cause. From Washington, this is NPR News. The head of the Arab League says that Arab leaders should be looking ahead to the day when the Israeli-Palestinian peace process collapses. Amr Moussa also counseled more direct contact with Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon has details from Cairo.
The Arab League summit in Libya is focusing on the recent controversy surrounding Jewish settlement activity in East Jerusalem. Israel says it will not stop building in the eastern part of the city, which Palestinians see as the capital of a future Palestinian state. The Arab League recently gave its blessing to indirect talks between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis, but Moussa says those talks are impossible unless Israel imposes a settlement freeze, and he warned that the settlements could cause the peace process to collapse altogether. Moussa also said Arab states concerned about Iran's nuclear program and its regional ambitions should open a dialogue with Iranian leaders. Moussa proposed a forum involving both Iran and Turkey, a proposal that may be at odds with U.S. and Israeli desires to isolate and punish Iran. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
A political dispute is brewing in Iraq, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is pledging to appeal the results of this month's parliamentary elections. Meanwhile, the declared winner, Ayad Alawi, is pledging to work with all factions to form a coalition government. Well, days after signing landmark legislation to revamp health care, President Obama is planning to do the same with an education bill on Tuesday. In his weekly address, the president says that he believes a student loan measure can make graduation rates in the U.S. among the highest in the world. He says the law will spur more student lending, including more money for minority colleges and universities. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.